John 5, there's a man at the pool. Now, I've even heard this one. I've heard people say, well, you know, Jesus doesn't heal everybody because he went to the pool and there was a whole pile of sick there and he only healed one. And yet time and time again, it says all that he touched were healed. All that touched him was healed. All that came to him were healed. And then we take this one section of scripture, make a theology out of it to give us a reason not to believe or pray for the sick. And I don't want to entertain any interpretation of any scripture that gives me a reason why not. Jesus has no why nots. He's a yes and amen. All the promises are yes and amen through Christ. Yes and amen. It's not yes and no, but yes through him. Who knows that's in your Bible? Come on, it is. So we don't need to embrace and study our scripture for a reason why it might not happen. We've done that too long, church. We've got to look at our Bible and find a reason why it has to happen and why it is yes and why it can happen through us. You get it? Yep. Which is okay. Well, see, that pool was there, and whoever was healed of whatever in verse 4. I like that. Whoever, whatever. Whoever, whatever. You see that in Mark 11. Whoever has whatever, they say believing. Whoever. So the promise is to whoever. Because God loves us all. So we can't even say, well, it's not God's will. Well, it mustn't be God's timing. They're the things that make natural, rational sense, but they don't make scriptural sense. Now is the time for salvation. Now's the time to be healed. Healing's been paid for. We're already healed. Here's the deal. We're just growing in the revelation. And as we grow in the revelation, we see more things coming to pass. But the price has been paid. Come on.